This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
South Dakota Senate Taxation Committee will come to order. I want to welcome everybody here. I want to welcome everybody who's listening on the internet, statewide and nationwide and worldwide. I want to encourage everybody to turn off their cell phones and other devices that make noise. And we'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Ewing?
Here.
Fegan?
Here.
Frerichs?
Here.
Hager?
Here.
Peterson? Greenfield? Monroe?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Quorum is present. I feel like I'm on the spot here. We're going to have the pages introduce yourselves. We want to find out where you're from, what you're going to do in college, any other information we need. So come on up here and
my name is Haley Kettler. I'm from here in Pierre. Senator Monroe is my sponsor. After high school, I plan on majoring in mechanical engineering at Montana State in Bozeman. So.
It takes math, doesn't it?
I'm Catherine Bogue. I'm from Faith, and I'm going to go to SDSU for mechanical engineering.
Wow. That's cool. Man. Outnumbered and outsmarted. Whoa. Two mechanical engineers. Chair will introduce, Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Senator Hagar, second by Senator Fegan, approve the minutes from the last meeting. Is there any discussion? Motion is approved. Oh, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I got my mind on another bill up here. Motion is approved. Passed. I want to remind everybody to sign in if you're going to testify. Testifiers will no longer tell jokes about the chairman. What we're going to do is we're going to bring House Bill 1113, proponents.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Alex Jensen. I am a representative from District 12 in Sioux Falls, and I appreciate you allowing me to speak to you and your committee today for House Bill 1113. This is a very simple bill that we are putting into law. And what we want to accomplish here is when someone donates a car to a nonprofit, a 501c3, that nonprofit does not have to pay excise tax on that car. But the end user, if it passes through in 45 days, has to then pay that tax. I know it's a really big bill because we have three people behind us. But I'd appreciate your favorable vote on this bill. And if you have any questions, I'll stand by and answer them.
Thank you, Representative Jensen. We'll take questions of people that testify at the time if you want to. So are there any questions for Representative Jensen? Go ahead, Representative Frerichs.
Thank you. I would ask, you know, Representative Jensen, could you share a little bit about some of the organizations that may be examples? I see some advertisements from time to time with, you know, various groups. You can donate a car to them. You don't know if it's going to stay in-state or nationwide or where it's going to end up, but or where the benefits will be.
It's a good question. Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. I would say that there could be many institutions, like you just said, that could fall under this 501c3. I don't think that there's going to be a loophole to, you know, ship them out of state or anything like this. What we're doing here is, for an example, I had a friend that donated a car to the South Dakota Development Foundation or the Sioux Falls Area Foundation, and he wanted to give that car so that they could then go ahead, sell it, get the cash, and fund some of their operations. But he had to pay, you know, an extra $600, $700 with the intent that that company was just going to sell that car. You know, so that's kind of where it comes from. But I don't think that answers your question all in all, but that's what I'll answer it with.
Senator Frakes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative. Oh, definitely. That's, I mean, just an example of something, and appreciate your work. So, thank you.
Are there any other questions for Representative Jensen? Senator Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, this vehicle is given to a nonprofit with the intention of the nonprofit selling the vehicle?
Correct, Mr. Chair. Correct.
Representative Jensen, okay.
Follow up. And if the nonprofit were to keep the vehicle, that's talked about in subsection 19 or page 4 of the bill also. Can you explain what would happen then?
Yep, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a good question that came up in the House, and the question is, okay, so after 45 days, that company holds on to that car. Well, what happens is the Department of Revenue puts it in a tickler, they called it, and then at day 46, they send that notice to pay the tax on that car. So if they're going to keep it for their use, like a church van, let's say I give my van to a church and they have the intent of using it, then they pay that sales tax on that car for that transfer. So I think that answers your question, Senator, and I'd stand by for follow-up.
Thank you. Any more questions, Senator Hager? I have a question. If they, as I understand what you're saying, as within 45 days, if they don't sell the vehicle, then they pay the tax on it. And the end user, I guess I get that too, because the end user, whoever ends up with it, pays it. What if, I don't know if this would even ever happen. What if the 44th day they get somebody who wants to buy it, and the 47th day is when they can buy it? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd defer that to the Department of Revenue. I think that they probably work with the company. I'm not certain on that answer, but I'd try and get that answer for you outside of committee if that's okay.
Thank you, Senator Jensen. I don't think it'll blow my head off or anything, but I think we're good. Do we have an answer to that? Anybody in here? Are there any other questions of Representative Jensen? Hearing none, are there any? Thank you. Are there any other proponents of House Bill 1113? Any other proponents? Are there any opponents of House Bill 1113? Hearing none. Would you like a rebuttal, Mr.
Wade?
We'll close it to committee discussion and or action. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would make a motion of due pass for House Bill 1113.
Motion by Senator Ewing, second by Senator Hager. Due pass on House Bill 1113. Is there any discussion on that motion?
I think it's a very reasonable bill, and it's good legislation.
Were you saying something, Senator Hager? Okay, thank you. we have a dupe. Senator Frakes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry to interrupt. I just would say, I think it's a noble concept. I mean, it's kind of ironic that one of the bills we had here just the other day in our last committee meeting was looking at a very similar issue here as far as those low-value cars. And I just would say that I think we should keep looking for ways to take care of things on that lower end of the spectrum, because as we all know, with these increases that happened last year and just the way that a lot of these vehicles change hands, I mean, it's an issue. And so I thank the representative, but I also would say that, you know, it's hard to mention it to them directly. I'm sure they're listening or they'll report back, but it also, for a change, it'd kind of be nice to even have somebody that's from the bureaucracy here to actually answer any of the questions if we would have had those, or at least share with us what they're working on in those areas. And I'm not trying to be overly critical, but I just would share that. And so, you know, Representative, if you get a chance to circle back with them, please don't stop here, I guess is what I would say, because I'm still a little bit worried that 45-day window is too short. And I'm sure there was some reason, and I imagine you had to broker a deal with them to get them to hold off and not testify. And I look over at my friend, Senator Greenfield, and he knows what it's like to deal with those that have a blue tint to their badge. So anything we can do, let's keep at it, and appreciate the good bill. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Friggs. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the comments by the previous speaker. I just wanted to draw people's attention. I looked up in the House minutes, and the department did testify in favor of the bill. They're probably out trying to make sure that some tax increase passes today. So, but Rosa Yeager from the department did speak in favor. It would be nice. I agree. It would be nice if they were just in the room, but as we know, there are lots of big bills up these days, and probably their attentions are focused elsewhere.
Thank you, Senator Greenfield. Is there any more discussion on the do pass motion on House Bill 1113? Hearing none, those in favor will say aye, those opposed nay, and the Secretary will call a vote.
Senators Ewing?
Aye.
Feagin?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Peterson excused. Greenfield?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye. Unanimous vote. Senate, or House Bill 1113 will go to the Senate floor and do pass. Thank you.
Move consent.
Second. It's moved by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Hager to move House Bill 1113 to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chair, as long as there was such a long pause, I'm just going to say that I see this as a Senator Peters bill, and so by putting it on consent, we will spare ourselves the pitch. Just kidding, Senator Peters.
Hope this thing's not transmitting. All right. So we have a motion to House Bill 1113 to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. Voice vote. All those in favor will say aye. Those
aye.
Okay. And those opposed, nay. House Bill 1113 will go to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. Is there anything else to? We've concluded our bills for today, our bill, and so is there any other discussion or announcements? We just have a couple of bills. We're going to be taking a couple Senate bills on today's. Next Wednesday. So we'll have, I think, two bills next Wednesday.
We'll be really busy.
We're going to be really busy for this committee. So with that, if there's nothing, no other business to come before the committee, Chair will entertain any motions you'd like to put out there.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move that we adjourn.
Second.
Move by Greenfield, seconded by Senator Hager to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Meeting is adjourned.